Welcome to New Realities. I'm Alan Steinfeld, and this program is about the evolution of our consciousness. And that is why we're talking today about happy science. It's a teaching from Master Okawa from Japan, and one of his ministers are here. I'm going to be talking to her about the teachings, his life, and this upcoming film coming in October.
His books are inspiring bestsellers, but a near-death experience changed everything.
I'm not done yet. I still have a lot of work to do. I can't die now.
Based on the incredible true story of a man who chose life.
It's like your heart has its own willingness to recover.
And his message could change the world.
The power of your belief will work miracles.
Immortal Hero, coming to theaters October 2019. This film is not yet rated.
I'm talking today to Marika Dale, who's a minister from Happy Science.
Hi, Alan. Thank you for having me.
There's a film coming out about the founder, Master yes. Okawa. And can you tell me a little bit about who he is and why there's a film about him and what are his teachings?
Master Okawa, he is the founder of Happy Science, and this is a spiritual movement to bring happiness to people. And so this movie, Immortal Hero, is based on his true story about his near-death experience and about having faith. And when you have faith, miracles happen. This is a very personal film to him, but it also depicts his passion to save the world and give teachings about bring happiness to people around the world.
Can you give us a little background about his story?
Sure. About 15 years ago, Master Okawa had a heart attack, basically near-death experience.
Before this, he was a regular Japanese businessman,
yes,
right?
Yes, so he had started Happy Science already, and in the film, it shows that he's the president of a publishing company, and which he was, but also behind it is a Happy Science, a spiritual movement. But in the film, he is a publishing president and very successful. And one day he falls and collapses due to a heart attack. And so when he went to the hospital, they told him that he was a dead man walking because his heart stopped pumping. The lower two quadrants of his heart were just not pumping and his lungs were filled with water. So the doctors were very sure that he would not make it through the night. In the movie, it shows his will to live and his faith in his mission and his aspiration to bring love and happiness to people. And that is what basically heals him. The fact that he healed himself is a miracle and defied science and medicine. And you'll see in the movie how the doctors were very skeptical and very, amazed. And they did not believe that this could happen. But sure enough, he pushed through. And because of his, near-death experience, he really wanted to take his mission a step higher. And at that moment, he was giving, lectures in Japan mainly. But after that near-death experience, he decided to go all over the world and bring his mission a step higher and to reach the entire world. And that's what began the bigger movement of Happy Science.
But tell me first, how did he heal himself in the hospital? Did he have a vision? Did some people, energies come to him? What happened?
He was visited by spiritual entities, and you can see in the film who they were. I don't want to give it too much away, but they reminded him of his great mission, that he would not die, that this was not an option. So he was very confident that he would not die. And the doctors and, even some of his family members were doubtful of it. But, he lived into the morning. And so those spirits reassured him that, no, you have a bigger mission than what you've been doing up until now. So this is, a restarting or reestablishment of your great mission. So, yeah, that was like the beginning of up until now.
Oh, so before he had this whole event, he was already working in this Happy Science realm.
Yes.
What is the basis of the Happy Science?
So Happy Science, as the name describes, it's the science of happiness. We study about the mind, the soul, and the afterlife, and why we are alive. Why do we have life? And what is God? And who are we? So Happy Science is really about finding that truth, spiritual truth. Our basic teachings are the principles of happiness, which we call the fourfold path. And that fourfold path consists of four paths. The first being love. And love is to give love to others, to give happiness, and to never expect anything in return. And the second is the principle of wisdom. And it's the importance of studying the truth, spiritual truth, and having a spiritual perspective. Because when you have a spiritual perspective, you are able to make wiser decisions and understand.
What does that mean, having a spiritual mm-hmm. perspective?
It means to look, well, I like to use the analogy of when I describe meditation, really meditation is a way to attain a higher perspective, right? So having a spiritual perspective is having a higher perspective. You no longer see things from like 180 degrees. You just see 360 view of everything, past, present, and future. We teach and we believe in reincarnation. We've been here before. We'll be here again. And to live in this, you know, eternal story of life, and to overcome your problems with a spiritual perspective means there is no defeat. You can get over these issues. So having that spiritual perspective allows you to be stronger and to have more wisdom and love in your daily life.
I get that. Thank you. And then the other principles were?
So the third is the principle of self-reflection. And this means to really examine your mind, to remove impurities. It is not to punish yourself and say, oh, I've done this, I feel terrible. But it's really to come out shining even more than before. So it's removing the impurities, the dust of your mind, and to really reflect like a mirror the truth. Because we are all God's children. We are not, terrible beings. And if we can face ourselves in that true mirror, we can see that we are God's children, and we feel, okay, I'm purified. I absorb light and I can give light. So it's a purification process. And then the last is the principle of progress. So this focuses on success and happiness through positive action and development. So it is to make your soul shine even brighter. You know, you give love in bigger ways. And
like what's bigger? What's a bigger way?
Well, we definitely affirm success and wealth and the ability to help more people. And if you're truly progressing, you are doing God's work. You know, you're able to help many, many people. So true prosperity is not this kind of you're just rich, but true prosperity is making others wealthy as well, and to spread that love on a grander scale.
Nice. So what was the difference in the teachings before he had this incident and after?
So before, I mean, he was always teaching very strongly about giving love and, but more on the local, I would say. The biggest difference is he was mainly doing his work in Japan. Although his books were being translated into various languages, after this incident, he decided to go to London and then Hawaii and to many other places in the world, and this time Toronto, actually. So all five continents, he's been to Africa, all over Asia, and so his mission became bigger. It became a global scale mission.
But did something happen to him energetically? Because that happens in near-death experience. How was he changed by that?
Oh, yes. I would say he wanted to die. He was ready to die for the truth. He wanted to really lay down his life. And, you know, he realized that there's the reason why he was alive was to give the teachings and love and, you know, wisdom to all people. So he would go to any length to do this. And so I would say he became more courageous and more grander scale.
Would you say his energy changed? I mean, does he have a big energy field? Do you feel him around you?
Yes. And, you know, he's from Japan. But the things that he says is so grand and so even global doesn't justify his message and energy. I would say it's universal. And so I feel that he has awakened to a deeper part of him that has this universal perspective, and these teachings can now reach the entire world, and not only world, but universe as well.
But what is the message? Tell me part of that message so I can understand what he's teaching.
Okay. I would say that the main message is that we can put our differences aside and accept God's love. We are all God's children. We are all one. And if we awaken to that, then we can have a beautiful world where we have love, wisdom, self-reflection, and progress as one people. The message is to have eternal progress of the soul and to understand that we are all here to deepen our love, deepen our soul training, and to ultimately never, never, never let go of faith. And that faith is the very reason, miracles happen. And it's in a way, it's the hardest thing to attain while you're alive in this world, because the spiritual things are intangible, right? We cannot, sometimes some people can see and feel, but a lot of people don't. And so it's a challenge to decide to have faith. But, it is it's the most important lesson of life. Could you keep your faith no matter what happens to you?
Then what? I don't understand what that means, faith. How would you?
Faith in God, faith in heaven, and faith in yourself, that there is more to this world than just what we see with our eyes.
Yeah, I agree. But nothing you're saying, and I'm sure he's unique, makes it different than, lots of other teachings. And of course, there is only one great teaching. But what do you think makes this teacher, Master Okawa, different than other teachers?
I would say he's very in touch with our modern age, and he speaks very, very detailedly about our modern world and how we can create a peaceful world here and now. And he gives a lecture in Japan literally almost every day, talking about different things, and he gives us a direction here and now, and is very specific. For example, we have teachings about what is true prosperity, or what is, even with politics, it's very, true politics is politics with love and with having a future vision. So he himself has the ability to see the future. So what he talks about it comes true in time. And so you will see that a lot of the work that he has done, a lot of the things that he says, eventually comes true.
The most important thing, I think, is talking about your life. Like, if you don't mind, talking about your change. How has this teaching affected you personally? What's your life like compared to other people your age and their perspective? How are you different, maybe, because of this?
My mother found the teachings when I was very young, maybe around 7, 8 years old. And then my father passed away, actually, when I was 10. And she's Japanese and, couldn't speak English very well. But she did get across to us that, your father hasn't died. And it's not that he's gone. He just graduated from this world. This world is a school, is a training ground for our souls. So your father finished early, and so he's in heaven. So we had a very, I would say, and it's not just to make us feel better. This is truth. He did graduate from this world. He is on the other side, and it's a spiritual perspective. And it was a very optimistic approach to death. And I feel that from that experience, I was able to take on life in a more proactive way, where when I face things, I could see them as what they truly are, as challenges to make me stronger. And even now, I've done various different kinds of work, and I feel that a lot of people sense this happiness or this difference in me, and they wonder what it is. I have this piece about me, and I think that that's contagious. And studying these teachings really give you a peace of mind that, in other words, it's confidence. And that confidence comes from faith. So I believe that, this movie talks about the importance of faith and belief, that no matter what people tell you, if you have strong belief, that becomes your reality. Just how the character Makoto, he decided, no, I'm going to live, despite what the doctors told me. So it's understanding the power of the mind and how strong it can be is a real benefit of studying Happy Science teachings, I feel.
So you're happy. You're a happy person, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, we have bad days. But honestly, just like, you know, sometimes there are cloudy days. The sun is always shining above the clouds. If you take an airplane and go above, it'll prove that. But, you know, I feel like even the down days are actually shorter than most people, because I can have down moments, but I bounce back much, much quicker. And it's not like we're denying negativity. Negativity exists, but it's really how you deal with it and how you incorporate it to make you stronger is what counts.
No, I like that. Thank you for sure. So what, do you have a job besides working for the organization?
Oh, right now I'm working full-time as a minister, and you know, we give lectures and meditations, so I have my hands full.
Oh, I see. So this is your job, helping to promote the teaching. I see. What type of meditations do they do that's different maybe than other meditations?
Well, meditation at Happy Science consists of basically connecting to our true self and to divinity, you know, spirit, higher beings, your guardian angels, because connecting to them who know you the best and know your life plan, and connecting to yourself, is what can really download ideas, download wisdom to make the right decision. So I feel it's not just about emptying the mind and just being quiet, but we do that, of course, and then we contemplate more. So there's more of something to grasp onto and crystallize and figure out. It could be problems. It could be based on love. How do I love this person better? How do I deepen my wisdom? How can I really see the problem for what it is, like get to the heart of the problem? And how can I progress further? So there are many meditations at Happy Science, but I would say that the main concept is to really attain a peaceful mind, but also attune yourself to heaven and live a more richer, happier, deeper life.
Beautiful. So this has been your way of life since you were 7 years old, really, right?
Well, I wouldn't say since seven, because the books were very difficult to read. So, I mean, my mother raised us in this way, but I really read The Laws of the Sun, the book The Laws of the Sun, when I turned about 15. And I just remember thinking, wow, I can't just unread what I just read. It just gave me such a wider perspective. And I looked at everything different with more meaning. So that's when it really started. And then I went to Japan, because we have international retreats every year. So, you know, I experienced for myself, and I saw people from all over the world having, you know, a like mind, and we're all, you know, together in this beautiful harmony. I thought, wow, this is really a teaching for all people. And then eventually I decided to join as a minister, because I wanted to help the mission spread in New York or in America.
How many people in the organization?
Total, we have 12 million organizations.
Really? Have you met Master Okawa yourself?
Yes, I have. He came to New York for a lecture in 2016.
Oh, I would have liked to have met him. Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, is he coming back?
Well, I'm sure. You know, he lived and worked in New York, and it's dear to his heart. He calls it his second hometown, but this time he's coming to Toronto to give a lecture in early October. I feel that he's love itself. and I feel his earnest wish to make people happy. He has an amazing, you know, funny personality, easygoing, and yet, of course, you know, just so full of love and you know, wisdom and just, I would just say pure love.
It says in the notes he's visited daily almost by higher spiritual beings.
Yeah.
Who are these spiritual beings and what do they say to him?
Well, he converses with them, as you said, on a daily basis. For example, he's been visited by, and they're in the books, the Spiritual Message Series books. For example, Jesus Christ, Moses, Malala, more recently, James Allen, Henry Kissinger.
Henry Kissinger's not dead, I don't think.
No, because he not only talks with the deceased spirit, but he speaks with the guardian spirit of that person. So it's not really, for example, he wouldn't, if you're alive, he wouldn't be talking directly with you, but with your guardian spirit, who not necessarily shares the same, you know, thoughts.
But what kind of messages does he get from Jesus, for instance? Like, what does Jesus say to him?
Well, Jesus says many things about, in the beginning, it was about starting Happy Science, and now is the time. And it took him, when he first started to be visited by these beings, it took him about 5 or 6 years to finally publish them into books, because he wanted to make sure that what these beings were saying were true, and they said they were who they say they were, and that they were matching up.
He says also that he is the reincarnation of Buddha, right?
Mm-hmm.
How does he know that?
So he, like many people, have these spiritual experiences, and in his case, he awakened to it through his spiritual training. And when he awakened to that, I would say that the proof in that is because, one, in ancient Buddhism, they said that Shakyamuni Buddha would be reborn in the East 2,500 years later. So that is exactly the time that Master Okawa was born. And I actually heard that in the year 1956, there was a really big celebration. And that was the year that he was born.
I was born that year too. Maybe they were talking about me.
Well, and so, you know, many of our members in India as well, they were handed down these, you know, stories from their grandparents, great grandparents, for generations waiting for the rebirth of Buddha. And they knew as soon as they encountered Master Okawa's teachings that this was the Buddha himself. And the proof is in the work. He's published over 2,900 books now. And, you know, the more you read, the more you understand. And it's not just saying, I am the Buddha, but he's proved it through his various teachings and the depth of them. And so,
how did he prove it to you that he was the Buddha?
Well, I did my homework. I read the books. And no normal person who's just saying this could write such profound words. And these words resonated in my heart. Like, who could talk like this if not Buddha himself?
What, do you have anything handy you could read about some of those?
I would have to go grab it. So I have the book titled The Rebirth of Buddha by Master Ryuho Okawa. And the preface reads, I remember the profound, I have the book, 2,500 years ago, as I taught my disciples on Mount Rajgir in India, overlooking Rajarka, the capital of Magadha Kingdom. At that time, you had shaved heads. You wrapped your bodies in robes dyed the color of persimmons and wept for joy as you listened to my sermons. The age and the nation in which you were born have changed, and so have the clothes that you are wearing. However, your minds, which feel Buddha's truth are the same. Master and disciple are eternally bound by the law. Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha are one. I deliver again to you this eternal book.
Beautiful. Thank you. So is his teachings more than what Buddha did? Is this a next level of that?
Yes, that's a good point, because Happy Science is a very modern, present, but also futuristic religion. So a lot of the things that we say may not make sense in this current time right now, because they are like the building blocks for the future. So to your point, Buddhism, you know, illuminated the world for 2,500 years. And so we are picking up where it left off. We are not just redoing everything, but we are taking all, you know, taking the wisdom that we have learned already and to bring it into the, you know, into the future to create a world of peace.
But tell me something that wouldn't make sense. I that's the kind of things I like to hear. Like, tell me something of the teachings that I might not understand at this moment, or someone listening might not understand.
I would say that, you know, Master, he can see the future. And it's not about so much predicting, as he has predicted many things, as you can read in the book, the Golden Laws. And so we have a direction, and sometimes what the predictions were somewhat scary, but however, he told us that everything's up to our minds. So as long as...
Yeah, as long as you believe, have faith, you're saying?
That we could change that future. And for example, he talks of the future civilizations that will occur, and, you know, even past civilizations that have disappeared. So what were the, why was the reason of their, you know, sinking into the ocean was because of the spread of atheism and lack of faith and, you know, losing what we human beings have innately, you know, losing the importance of that. So that's why I keep repeating having faith is so important, because it keeps us human, you know, it keeps us true. And so we can see from the past, and we can, you know, really build our own future by continuing to have faith and not to fall into materialism and atheism.
So what does the future look like then? What is the future?
So for example, I mean, it's totally up to us again, depends on our progress. But for example, here in Toronto, there'll be the continent of New Atlantis that will arise again. And it'll be the eastern coast between the eastern Canada and the United States. And in this region, a high spirit, Jesus Christ, will be reborn.
It's not that he's Buddha or that. I mean, isn't his teachings about how all of us can become like that? I mean, we don't want any more. We don't want to be disciples anymore. We want to be masters, right?
Well, I think that, you know, we should always understand that there's something bigger than us. However, like you said, we want to, you know, grow and aspire to be closer to and resemble, you know, masters. However, you know, I'm not saying that is not that, you know, there are different high spirits that are born into this world, but I think that it's important to keep a humble mind and to acknowledge, of course, our own inner divinity, but also, you know, be aware that there is, you know, a God and a grand cosmos universe up there, you know, looking after us. So, and I feel, you know, a lot of times people want to become the chosen one or the master, but it can lead to, you know, egoistic tendencies. So as long as you have love, then I say strive to be close as possible and to aim as high as possible.
But we're here, according to some Buddhist teachings, to discover our own Buddha nature, right?
Yes.
And the Buddha nature is not about ego, it's about transcending ego.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So by transcending ego, we can be happy.
Yes.
And when mm-hmm. we find our Buddha nature, we all become the Buddha, right?
Yes. Well, become a Buddha. I wouldn't say the Buddha.
But then we discover our own divinity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's the purpose of the teachings, would you say?
Yes, definitely. To discover our Buddha nature, or divine nature, in other words. Yes.
So his teachings are evolving, right? He's young and he has more to share with the world.
Yes.
And this film is about him bringing a bigger message to the world, right?
Yes. And also to really empower us. It's called Immortal Hero. And it's all, he's in the movie, he's a very kind of relatable person. I mean, a lot of people have been through family problems, health problems, and we hope that this movie encourages them and gives them hope and awaken to that immortal hero in you as well.
What is the immortal hero? How do you describe that?
I would say it's your Buddha nature or divine nature.
And that's immortal.
Yeah, because we always exist. We will continue to exist. The soul is eternal. So, you know, take care of it and think of it as very important, and more importantly, very powerful, and something that cannot be taken away from you, no matter what the doctor says or anyone says. You know, it's something that everyone has and has the right to develop.
And each lifetime we have is an evolution, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So at some point, we all reach that Buddha nature some lifetime, right?
Yeah, but just like in school, sometimes we do well and sometimes we don't. We flunk a grade. So ideally, you know, when we face big life issues, those are the exams. And you're, you know, asked, am I going to pass or am I going to fail? Am I going to flunk and have to retake this course, aka relationship with this certain person, this karma? You know, am I going to have to redo this? And you're always faced. And the choice is yours. Am I going to succumb to it, or am I going to, you know, really overcome it and develop spiritual merit?
Thank you for that. That's good. But now times are different. Isn't this why these teachings exist now? What's special about this time? I mean, why did Buddha wait 2,500 years to reincarnate? What's happening now that's different?
Master Okawa's grand consciousness, he incarnates every, 2,500 to 3,000 years. And so this time, you know, in the past, we've learned about the teachings of love from Jesus Christ, the teachings of the mind and enlightenment from Buddha. And so now we are asked, it's a global world. Everything's global. Everyone's here in a sense. Right? Everything's immediate. We have technology. It's a very high, intense civilization that we live in. And this is the kind of time that we need God the most. We need these teachings the most. And I think a lot of people are asking, where is God the most? Because we see so many ugly things. So God, you know, is obviously doing work here through Happy Science. And we feel that this is such an important era. And, you know, this is a time where, you know, even with the technological conveniences, we can spread these teachings far and wide. So it's a very, you know, there's a lot of pros and cons to this era. But we are also being asked to have a new kind of enlightenment, not only of the mind, but also in success and in happiness. People are living a lot longer these days. We don't have the life expectancy of like 40 years old anymore, or even younger of the past. So we need to live a good life, and a life that allows us to return to a good place in the spirit world. If we just suffer here, you know, we're going to suffer in the next world. So we want to, you know, spread teachings that will help people live a happy, balanced life into the future. So that's why this work is being done now. And it's a very important time. And it's very, I would say, a historical moment in history. And time will tell. Time will show and prove. But this era is so important to the future. And we owe it to our future to, you know, step up and We're being asked to, you know, stretch our minds and hearts, but that's exactly what we need to do.
Thank you. So do you want to give us a little meditation that you would do at the presentation? So we can go ahead. Yeah, please. How long would it be?
You could do something for like 3 minutes or so.
We'll just go and drop into that space based on your... Go ahead. Take it away.
Please close your eyes and calm your mind. Take deep breaths. You inhale through your nose. Exhale through your mouth. And every time you inhale, think of yourself as inhaling light, God's light, and it's going throughout your body, into every organ, into your bones, into your skin, and into your soul. And you exhale any fatigue, worry, stress, problems, exhale it all, and inhale again God's light, and just try to detox your mind and body and soul. By doing this, breathe in the God's light and exhale any negativities. And next, please think of a pipe of light coming down from heaven onto your head. This is God's light penetrating through your skull all the way down into your body and down to your soul. There's an orb of light, a ball of light, and just envision this ball of light illuminating, a glow, a spiritual glow, and it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. This is your Buddha nature. If you can think, feel, speak, love from this Buddha nature, you can only enhance happiness in your life. Use this Buddha nature to filter any thoughts, any decisions, and to give love from this center.
Thank you.
Yes.
That's very peaceful. So let's just talk about the film a little bit. It's coming to New York and the rest of the country in October.
October 18th.
What does the film communicate mostly? Why should people see this film?
I think people should see this film to activate miracles in their life. And when I say that, you know, I wish, and I think Master Okawa wishes that there are more casual miracles in the world. There's more miracles. They don't need to be huge, but they do happen all around us. And the more we recognize them, the more they happen. So in this movie, Master has, you know, proven, and the fact that he was in a near-death experience and lived through it is a miracle in itself. And he depicts how, you know, as we talked about earlier, that faith is so important. So I think people who are kind of down, who need an uplifting, or have a loved one who is going through some illness or some hard time, should see this film and to learn from it and to absorb the power to, you know, illuminate their own life. So I think this movie is for everybody. It's for, you know, businessmen to women and, you know, in business as well, and also to children, because his children were in the film. His whole family was in the film. So it's really for everybody, and everyone can take away some hope. And, you know, in Japanese, this film is called If Hope Was Lost from the World.
The Immortal Hero, is it? Huh?
In English, yeah.
Does he star in the film himself, or is there an actor playing him?
It's an actor playing.
But his children are in the film as well.
No, they're also children. But actually, his daughter, his real daughter, wrote the film. So it's a very personal film. It's very true to their life. It's based on their true story. So she wrote the script herself.
Did he always know that he was Buddha? Or did that only happen after the near-death experience?
No, he knew before that, before he started Happy Science, which was in 1986.
So Happy Science is a universal teaching. It's worldwide, huh?
Yes.
And if people want to, like, find out more about that, what do they do? Where do they go?
Well, you can visit our website at happy-science or happy-science.org. and you can find your local temple. You can go to the location area and you can find our temples near you. And for the movie, it's going to be playing from October 18th in those cities. And you can go to immortalhero.com to find out, immortal-hero.com to find your local listing of where that movie is playing in your area.
And do people join this organization? I mean,
yeah. So you can become a member of Happy Science. We have two things called, one, the student member process, which means, yes, I want to learn more about Happy Science. And you receive a Dharma book, a Dharma Sutra called the Dharma of the Right Mind. And it's a very soothing prayer or sutra that you recite every morning and every night to activate your divine nature. And then when you are ready, you can become a devotee of Happy Science, where you receive other prayer books and you really live a life based on the teachings and the fourfold path, and you strive to develop yourself, to fix your own personal problems, to help others fix theirs, and to help contribute to the world.
Does it cost money, or can people just...
There's a donation, suggested donation of $10 to become a student member. And then for the devotee, I believe it's more than that, but it's one-time $10 donation to become a student member. And, really it's about you understanding and beginning your journey of Happy Science and deciding how try to implement the teachings little by little. And then there are, we run everything based on donations, so it's up to the generous offerings of people to help us going.
So what's the best website then for finding out more?
For Happy Science? At happy-science.org.
And for the film, is there a separate website for the film?
Immortal-heroes.com.
Okay, and then people can look that up and find out where in October the film will be screening.
Yes.
He'll be also appearing in Toronto in October. I'd like to meet him.
Yeah, he'll be here in Toronto in less than 2 weeks now to give a lecture called The Reason We Are Here.
And how do we find out about that?
You can go to Happy Science Canada, and you can search Happy Science Canada and learn more about our event here. And again, he travels around the world, all five continents, once a year, or I'm sure it will increase. But we do have these, large lectures from time to time. And it's a really special event because the message that he gives on that day is for that country. And it really opens the path of the future for that country. So we always expect interesting things to happen after these lectures.
So why are we here? What has he said about that idea? Why are we here in human form?
In the world?
Yeah.
Well, we don't know what he will talk about in Toronto, but if I could answer that, well, I would say we are here to spread love and spread spiritual truth and to develop our souls and to overcome any karma. Don't create any new negative karma, but try to resolve each karma and enhance our spiritual enlightenment, and most importantly, give love to others.
Be kind to others.
Yes.
Don't be angry.
Yes, but also to be successful, be happy. We have to become, it means to do what you love, and to, while you're doing it, you become in this position to help other people as well.
Nice. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Is there anything, final teachings you'd like to add so people can be more inspired?
Happy Science, this is our 17th movie, and we've produced many movies in the past, and a lot of them have been animated films, and this time it's a live-action film, and this one is particularly special because it's based on Master Kawa's life himself, so it's kind of a very new beginning. I think it's a new beginning point, and there's no slowing down for our movie. So this is one of many to come, and you'll be hearing from us a lot. And we hope that in these movies, we can spread the truth of the spirit world and, you know, just the message of Happy Science and Master Okawa's passion to help bring love and peace and prosperity to the world. So there'll be many, many more to come. And I think that watching this movie will really give you hope and really a great understanding of his wish to bring love to the world.
That is great. Yeah, so this is a really, he's really a compassionate teacher. He really wants to bring peace and happiness to the world.
Yes, and you can see his you know, humble, hardworking attitude, and you just want, you can't help but want to help him and just to support him, I feel, in this film.
I don't think it's so much support him as a support humanity waking up to their own happiness, right?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. To have hope. Hope is everything, you know?
Yeah, so he gives, offers people hope.
Yes.
And that's about anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does he, you know, help, you know, the less fortunate? Does he have charities? Does he have things like that?
Yes, we have charities all over the world, and we've built schools in India, and we are always helping, you know, to help educate people in impoverished areas and to give them, you know, hope, basically. Master Okawa's books are being used as textbooks in some parts of Africa, and they say that it's not being given fish, but given the fishing rod to learn how to fish and to really open up the future themselves through their minds. So the teachings are very, very powerful in that regard, where you can have hope no matter where you are. You can start where you are now, and you know, the sky or the universe is the limit.
That's great. Happy Science.
HappyScience.com.
Yes. Happy, is that it?
HappyScience.org.
HappyScience.org. Anyone can be happy. And also,
yes,
the movie, The Immortal Hero, which is really about us, is coming to New York and around the country. Go to immortal-hero.com for local listings. It sounds like a fantastic movie, and he sounds like a great teacher. I would like to interview him at some point. Is that possible, you think?
The sky's the universe is the limit.
Thank you, Marika, for your time.
Thank you so much, Alan.
The world's a better place because of your belief and power.
Thank you. And thank you for all your work, too.
Oh, you're welcome. So, I appreciate that. The website, one more time, for the movie is it?
Immortal-hero.com.
Right. And we're talking, that's a movie about the life of this master, Master Okawa, who has achieved a really, I think, a level of conscious evolution and is bringing joy and happiness to the world. I'm Alan Steinfeld for New Realities. Thank you for listening tonight. And if you have any comments, you can email me at newrealities@earthlink.net.
His books are inspiring bestsellers.
I always thought about writing something to inspire people's lives.
But a near-death experience changed everything.
Your husband must have had a heart attack. Could be that he won't see daylight.
Based on the incredible true story of a man who chose life.
Papa, don't die, okay?
Yeah, I swear.
And healed himself with the power of belief.
I'm not done yet. I still have a lot of work to do. I can't die now.
From Freestyle Releasing and HS Productions.
Unbelievable. It's clear.
It's like your heart has its own willingness to recover.
The miracle of his life saved millions.
You believe faith can cure illness.
And his message could change the world.
When we get sick, we often feel abandoned, as if all hope is lost from the world. The power of your belief will work miracles.
Immortal Hero, coming to theaters October 2019. This film is not yet rated.